السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah, and also the occasion of the month of Ramadan. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to see many, many more days of Jumu'ah with afiyat. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to see many, many more Ramadans with afiyat. And we make dua to Allah ta'ala that He allows us to appreciate these big days, these great moments, these great opportunities, these great investment opportunities for the akhirat. And we make dua to Allah ta'ala that He allows the last day of our earthly life to be this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. We find in the grand architecture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the grand plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made it such that in this month of Ramadan, certain qualities begin to get developed in a person. So long as he spends this Mubarak month of Ramadan correctly, there are some qualities that are being developed. And if a person takes care of those qualities, then even after the month of Ramadan, it will help him, it will assist him, these qualities, and he'll be able to continue with it. And one great quality that's created in the month of Ramadan is this quality of resistance, this quality of holding back. This quality takes time to develop, and if a person can master this art of resisting, we'll explain more inshallah in detail, but he masters the art of resisting, holding back at different periods, then this will take a person very, very far. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, وَمَا أُعْتِيَ, just one part of the hadith, وَمَا أُعْتِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً هُوَ أَوْسَعُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. There isn't any person that is given a greater quality, a better quality, a more far-reaching, broad-spectrum quality than this quality of being able to hold back, to make sabr. Now this quality, we might ask ourselves, that a person is given wealth, a person is blessed with wealth, this is also a gift from the side of Allah Ta'ala. A person is blessed with good children, a person may be blessed with pious offspring, a person may be blessed with a good family, and there are many, many ni'mats you may look and a person is blessed with it. But why is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that there isn't any gift a person can be given better than this gift of sabr? In other words, this ability to resist, this ability to hold back. And sabr, we normally think and we constrict it or restrict it to sabr when a person loses some family member. Then we tell the person, make sabr. A person goes through some calamity, we say, make sabr. But sabr itself got a very, very wide meaning. Sabr takes generally three forms. The first form of sabr is as-sabru ala ta'at, that a person is persisting, a person is persevering when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, today is a hot day, and it is the month of Ramadan, we are fasting. Now, a person requires perseverance from a person, that he has to push himself, he has to go the extra mile, so that he can complete the fast without complaining, with being happy with the decision of Allah ta'ala. Allah has chosen this weather for me, Allah has chosen these days for me, Allah has chosen this fast for me, I'm happy with the decision of Allah ta'ala. This is what is known as as-sabru ala ta'at. Oh, he has to wake up early for Sehri, and he's thinking Fajr Salah is so early. Now he's persistent, he's continuing upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one form of sabr. A person is pushing himself. It's not easy for him to read Quran Sharif. He's not used to it, but he's pushing himself. Every day he's taking out time and he's reading Quran Sharif. This is also sabr ala ta'at. A man is not used to taking out 2.5% of his zakatable wealth and giving it in zakat. He's not used to it. But now he's pushing himself and he's taking out his zakat and he's giving it. This is as-sabru ala ta'at. That upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is persevering and he's persisting. That 20 rakats taraweeh after Isha, so late, he may have had a long day's work and he's tired. but he's persisting, he's persevering. All this is under sabr ala ta'at. Then there's another type of sabr. As-sabru inda al-ma'asiyah. That when a person is faced with sin, there's the attraction of sin that's in front of him. There's suddenly a very beautiful woman. He may be at the airport, he may be at some place where a beautiful woman, etc., walking. Something that's tempting him. Let me just look, get a peek of it. Or today, unfortunately, in the cell phone, sometimes things just pop up and people are so tempted to go to the wrong sites, especially the youth. Allah Ta'ala, give us the tawfiq of resisting. This is the month where we've been taught that resistance. Why we taught the resistance? If there's a glass of water here, it's cold glass of water. Nobody has any doubt. Is any doubt that the glass of water is not permissible? Is anything wrong with it? Nobody has any doubt. But will anybody in his sane mind drink that water? Or give him that water even 10 minutes before iftar? Tell him you made fast, you kept the fast the whole day. Just 10 minutes before iftar, drink that water. That resistance power that's been created in this month, that I can't do this. Allah wants me to break my fast at the time of Maghrib. I can't do it 10 minutes before, even though I may have started my sehri 1 hour earlier today. But that 10 minutes also, I can't. So this is the power that Allah Ta'ala is creating in a person to resist. So he's pushing himself even further. So this is as-sabru ala ta'at, upon the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak make it such that after the month of Ramadan also, we push ourselves. So that is the first one. The second one, we say, inda al-ma'asiyah, there's temptation for a person to do wrong. Now, if I could give up that glass of water, I could give up one simple khajur, I could give up one banana, that halal wife that Allah Ta'ala had made for me, I could leave her from the times that Allah Ta'ala had asked me, then why can't I give up something that's haram? So this is what's been created in a person, that if you could give up halal for the sake of Allah, why can't you give up haram for the sake of Allah? And if you could give up something that there was no doubt in, why can't you give up those things that there are doubts in? For example, a person is involved in interest, a person is involved in insurance, sometimes people are involved in gambling, sometimes it is cheating, sometimes it's taking long to pay the creditors, etc. So now all these things are something that we should stay away from. Quickly, just to touch on this creditors part, it's not part of my bayan, but because it's such common complaints that are coming from people that are owed money, that people that are owing us money are taking very, very long to pay. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Matalu al-ghaniyyi dhulmun." A man who is in the position to pay his accounts and he's delaying in payment. Delaying unnecessarily. I can do the transfer today, I can make the payment today, but month end we'll sort it out. Oh, this account just came now, we'll pull it for 1, 2, 3 months and then we'll pay it. This delaying of a person who is in a position to pay, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it's zulm. A man is a zalim and we think it to be normal. So therefore, whatever amounts we got to pay, whatever accounts we got to pay, have a policy that the account came today, I can pay it today, let me pay it today. I don't want to fall in the category of a zalim unnecessarily pulling people. It is different if a person has got an arrangement. He's got an arrangement and he needs that time to pay. That is a different story. But where a man has got the ability, unnecessarily taking long to pay, this is zulm. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us about it. So anyway, this is the second thing where the person is tempted to get involved in sin, but he holds himself back. The third type is as-sabru inda al-bala. A person is faced with some difficulty, some calamity, and not only calamity, sometimes things go against our temperament. The way I wanted it to go, the way I planned for it to happen, it didn't happen like that, it happened in some other way. For example, a person was hoping, and many times it happens that people have a lot of hopes that their children will become, or their children will do this or do that, or they expect some type of behavior is. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that there isn't a person that is given any greater gift than this gift of sabr, this ability to hold back. I'm driving on the road, suddenly one taxi cuts across, and now I'm furious, I want to go into a road rage mode, but I hold myself back. And the month of Ramadan taught me that don't get upset, don't lose yourself, control yourself. You could stay away from some things that were so basic like water and food. Why can't you hold yourself back from anger? Therefore, in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person is getting upset and somebody is engaging him, arguing with him, then he must say, "Ana sa'im," that I am fasting. Ulama give two explanations why a person, when he's fasting and he's getting upset, he must say, "Ana sa'im," I am fasting. One is he must tell himself Tell himself that I'm fasting. Don't lose yourself. Keep your cool. Like when a man is in ihram, then he must keep reminding himself that I'm in ihram. I shouldn't be getting upset. So when a man is fasting also, his thought that address yourself first, that I am fasting, don't lose yourself. And the second explanation ulama give is tell the person that is engaging you at that moment, is getting in a debate, that don't get involved, don't get in any debate with me because I am fasting. I don't want to get into any debate. So this quality after the month of Ramadan is a very important quality. Very often it happens that a person loses himself, especially with his wife, especially with his children, and those people that are weak. And sometimes in this emotional condition, this emotional state, a person utters things that can affect his marriage forever. Very often we are hearing, now Allah Ta'ala protect us and save us from youngsters. Sometimes from far away, sometimes from other places also, you find that a call will come, or a youngster will say that I lost myself, I lost my cool. And in the month of Ramadan, I just issued the 3 talaq without thinking. And now I got a young wife, what can I do? Remember, when a person can't control himself, he loses himself and he issues these words of talaq, it's like a person taking a gun and firing 3 shots point blank at someone. And now he's asking, how can I resuscitate this person that has fallen down dead? So therefore, we have to learn to control ourselves. This month of Ramadan is teaching us, after the month of Ramadan also, control yourself. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that أَنَا ضَامِنٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَضِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءِ وَهُوَ مُحِقٌّ. That I stand guarantee. Who's the guarantor? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I stand guarantee for that person that leaves out disputes, even though he is right. And what guarantee I stand? I stand guarantee for a palace in central Jannah for that person. All he did was he was right. And he had the ability to vent that anger. And he could have vented his anger and he could have said a lot of things. But he just left out that dispute. Leave it out for the sake of Allah. I'm keeping quiet. I'm not getting involved in the dispute. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I'm the guarantor that this person will get a palace in central Jannah for that one act of his. In other words, it is so beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person has left out that anger. So when that temptation comes or that thought comes that let me take off with this wife and let me let her have a piece of my mind, or the staff of mine, let me just let him have it. At that time think that I got an opportunity here from the side of Allah to get a palace in central Jannah. When a person says I got a house or I got a unit in central Makkah Sharif, central Medina Sharif, it means a lot. But imagine this is in a palace in the center of Jannah. Anyway, this ability of controlling oneself is something that we have to bring in our lives. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, when his brothers had come to him and they were telling him now, they didn't realize that he was Yusuf alayhi salam. So they are saying that قَالُوا إِيَّ يَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. So they're telling him, these brothers are telling Yusuf alayhi salam in front of his face, and he was in a position of great authority at that time. He's saying that if this brother of ours, this Binyamin, that if he stole now on this occasion, then there's nothing big about it because his brother also stole. His brother Yusuf, in other words, they were telling him his brother Yusuf stole. And who were they telling this to? Yusuf alayhi salam himself. Now can you imagine if somebody tells us on our face that you're a liar? How upset we'll get. We'll lose ourselves if somebody's telling us we are a liar. Here he was in a position of authority. These people attempted to murder him before this. And now in front of his face, they're telling him that he's a liar, not realizing who they're talking to. The ayat of the Quran says, فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. Yusuf alayhi salam kept quiet. Great lesson for us. He just kept quiet. وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. He didn't tell them anything. He didn't expose their fault. قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرُّمْ مَكَانَا. That you people in a very bad position, bad place. In other words, in his mind, he thought that these people were in a very bad place, and that was where it is. Great lesson for us to hold back. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the Qabrustan, and there was a lady there that had lost her child, and in infancy, the child was young. So she was in an emotional state, in an emotional phase, and this happens very often to women. And a man that is intelligent, Allah has made a man to manage the situation. Not that now when a woman is in an emotional state, he also goes into an emotional state and he loses himself. So this woman was in an emotional state at this qabr. In those in the early days of Islam, a woman was allowed to go to the qabrustan. Later on, women are not allowed to go to the qabrustan. Anyway, she was very emotional. And Allah alayhi wasallam advised her, ittaqillaha wasbiri, that fear Allah ta'ala and make sabr. In other words, stay calm, make sabr. So in that state, she didn't realize who is telling her these words. So she retorted and she responded, ilayka anni فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَبْ بِمُصِيبَتِي. Move away from me, you don't know what I'm going through. Like how we say, you don't know what I'm going through. So these are the words she told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't know what difficulty I'm experiencing. You are not experiencing that difficulty. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't say a word, he kept quiet and he went away from there. Another lesson for us is that when somebody is emotional at that time, keep quiet. An emotional state is an intoxicated state. And in an intoxicated state, you can't get across to somebody. So you also don't get emotional. Control yourself. Manage the situation very, very well. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali would say that tafweez mein sukoon hai aur tajweez mein pareshani hai. That assign the outcome of any action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't lose yourself. Don't get upset. If something goes against what you planned, accept it to be the decision of Allah. In that is sukoon. In that will be happiness. I'm happy Allah's decision this was. I'm happy with it. I made an effort, not to say no. But the end result was what Allah wanted to happen. Let that happen. And tajweez mein pareshani hai. Over-limit planning and having expectation that the way I want it to pan out, it must happen like that. In that is pareshani. In that lies a lot of uneasiness. In that lies a lot of trouble and problems that a person will go mentally, emotionally. He'll be all the time concerned that I want it to happen the way I want it to happen. Leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left this woman in that condition and he went away. She was then told that, you know who you spoke to like that. So she was told that you spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she goes quickly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask for an apology. Something else we learn from here is that when we realize that we're wrong, don't find it hard to ask for an apology. This is from the teachings of our Islam. This is from the teachings of Deen. It creates and it mends ties. That I did something wrong, I must ask for an apology. There's nothing wrong if a person asks. If a man has got this habit of apologizing and asking for forgiveness and forgiving others, there's great hope Allah will forgive him on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama, on the day of Qiyamah, we must be prepared to forgive others. So when she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for forgiveness, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just explained to her what sabr is. So he says, as-sabru inda sadmatil ula. That real sabr is at the time when you're faced with a difficulty, something went against you, at that time you hold back, at that time you control yourself. That is what true sabr is. Because later on you'll have to live with the condition, and if you could live with it later on, it means you could have lived with it when it happened. It just needed that restraint, it just needed that control from your side at that time when it happened. So now the month of Ramadan is coming to an end. There'll be many temptations that will come in front of us. There'll be many things that will come with us, starting from the day of Eid. From the time the moon is sighted, you'll find that people will be getting together, people will be congregating. Now is the time I need to resist. My Allah doesn't want us to intermingle on the day of Eid. In the day of Eid, there's no intermingling. My Allah doesn't want us to get involved in photography and videoing on the day of Eid. And other days also, I'm staying away. I made so much of effort these 30 days to build up a spiritual state. I don't want to lose everything on the day of Eid. So there must be a protective plan. There must be something that we have. And this is the resistance power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And remember something, this sabr, this holding back, is something so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That Allah ta'ala rewards those people that make sabr without any accountability. In other words, any amount of reward is for that person that makes sabr. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. At that time, we had to hold back, I had to resist, I had to control myself. It was difficult. Yes, it was difficult. It was like putting a rock on my heart. But for the sake of Allah, I did it. Allah is with you. So man will get very far as his marriage is concerned. He'll get very far as his relationship with his musallis are concerned. He'll get very far as the relationship with his staff are concerned. He'll get very far as the interaction in society in general is concerned. This man will be saved from a lot of stress, who can carry forward this quality of sabr. which he built in the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us that opportunity. May Allah give us the tawfiq of resisting, holding back, controlling ourselves, thinking. The objective of resisting is that anjam soch kar kaam karna. That think what is going to be the end result of my action now, and accordingly a person takes an action. If my end result is going to be poor, then I should control myself and think what I'm doing. Every moment of the stem, every moment or every second now that is going to go after the month of Ramadan, like how I thought that if I drank this cold glass of water, what will be the end result? Qaza and kafara, the disobedience of Allah, so I stayed away from it. Like that, every action of mine after the month of Ramadan also, I need to think what is the end result of this action, and then I must continue. May Allah Ta'ala accept all our ibadat. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the tilawat of Quran Sharif. May Allah accept everyone's fasting. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make it such that we can continue with all the ibadah that we have done in the month of Ramadan. Even after the month of Ramadan, it shouldn't be such that the moon of Eid is sighted and everything terminates. But we should continue right up till our eyes close. And like how happiness is experienced when the moon of Eid is sighted, or like how happiness is experienced when a person is spending the day of Eid is concerned, Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi said that I take an oath in Allah that when a mu'min passes away, his eyes closed, the happiness he experiences at that moment is more than 1,000 Eids put together. That excitement and enjoyment, so long as he dies as a believer in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.